Okay, so we are recording now. And Mark, for starters, please state your name and your title.
Yes, my name is Mark Hines, and I'm chairman of the Vietnam Wall Committee for the Concordia Fall Festival.
All right, well, let's start out by talking about the wall. This has been in the works for a while, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, we've had a committee that's been working on this event for 12 months. A lot of planning has gone into it, and we're hoping for big crowds during our fall festival.
Now, will you explain a little bit about what this wall is?
Yes, it's a traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. It's three-fifths the size of the Vietnam Wall Memorial in Washington, D.C. It spans a length of about 300 feet in length.
And I guess, do you know why it got started to travel the country?
Well, it's basically to honor and those servicemen that gave the ultimate sacrifice during the Vietnam War. Our committee has gone to the effort of getting the names of all the servicemen within a four-county area of Lafayette, Saline, Pettis, and Johnson County. There's 48 servicemen that lost their life during the Vietnam War. And we've made placards for those individual servicemen that will be marked in front of the wall where their name is located.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, there will also be a locator tent. If someone wants to look up a name, we can go on a computer and tell the individual what section of the wall, what panel and line where their name is located as well. But we thought if we had these individual placards of the serviceman within this four-county area, it would really bring the monument close to home, to where if you didn't know a name to look up, but if you were strolling in front of the wall and saw a name of an individual from Waverly or Higginsville or Marshall or Sedalia, Warrensburg, Concordia, that it would really bring the monument close to home and more meaningful for all the individuals from this area.
All right, and now the opening ceremony is going to be held the evening of September 4th. Will you go over some of the things that will be happening?
Yes, the wall will be open from 7 o'clock September 4th until 2 o'clock on September 8th. It'll be open 24 hours a day for public viewing, but we have a big opening ceremony planned for Wednesday, September 4th. We have a brass quintet from Scott Air Force Base in Belleville, Illinois, that will be performing. They will actually start the pre-service music at 6:30, and then we will have the presentation of the colors, Pledge of Allegiance, Star Spangled Banner. The wall manager will say a few comments. We will recognize all Vietnam veterans in attendance. And then the Airlifter Brass Quintet will play the Armed Services Medley, recognizing servicemen of all branches of the military. We have Colonel Don Ballard, who is a Vietnam veteran and a Medal of Honor recipient, that will be delivering the keynote address. And then we also will have a bagpipe soloist playing Amazing Grace. Congressman Cleaver will then lay the wreath at the monument, followed by the playing of taps. And we will finish off the evening with a solo by Lisa Paul, God Bless America. So it's going to be a very moving ceremony for all those in attendance, and it's a way to honor those veterans in attendance. We're encouraging all veterans of all wars to wear their uniform, if possible, to the event. And we're encouraging the general public to bring their lawn chairs as well. We will have 10 bleachers set up, but we would also encourage people to bring lawn chairs to set up in the grass in front of the stage for the event.
And once the wall's open to the public, is there any cost for people who want to go see it?
No, it's free for all that attend. There will be some donation jars if people feel so inclined to leave a donation, but it is a free viewing. In addition to the wall, we will have the Through the Eyes exhibit. It's a collection of Vietnam War memorabilia, weapons, ammo. This individual was a combat photographer during the Vietnam War, so it's like a mini museum that will be here along with the Vietnam Wall.
This sounds like a really amazing display. Well, I guess, do you have anything you'd like to add about it?
No, we will have a closing ceremony on Sunday at 2 o'clock, which will be a nice event, too. It'll bring the whole exhibit to a close here in Concordia. There we will have the Singing Saints singing the Star Spangled Banner. We'll have a Major Tim Sutton from Whiteman Air Force Base delivering a keynote. And then we will also have the reading of the Lafayette County casualties, followed with a bell toll, and then a POW and MIA remembrance ceremony as well. So it'll be a nice event as well on Sunday at 2 p.m. So I would encourage all Vietnam veterans. There's an organization taking place to have Vietnam vets go through the Saturday night religious and decorated float parade during our fall festival. So if anyone's interested in that, the parade starts at 7 o'clock. I think the setup is around 6:30. So if anyone, you can also find out more about the General Concordia Fall Festival by going into the website, www.concordiafallfestival.com.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
That should cover it, Sarah.